Thierry, we cannot hear you.
Merci d'activer votre micro, s'il vous plaît.
Please switch on your mic.
Nous allons donc passer à la deuxième
let's
question.
Move on to the second
celle
question
de Guillaume Clément,
by
de
Guillaume
News Clément
of News Assurance
Pro.
À vous. Guillaume,
merci d'activer votre
you have
micro.
The floor. Please activate your mic. Hello, good day.
Oui.
Yes, we can hear you, sir. I have two questions. First half earnings results include AXA IM. I would like to know the precise amount of the precise outflows in the first half. I believe it is 3 billion, including 10 billion outflows from third parties. Can you give us an update on that? And can you also share the amount of the net income number for AXA IM for the first half? I believe it is 28 billion. Thank you very much, Guillaume. I turn over to Alban de Mayenel, who will be answering your two points, i.e. the net inflows and the net income for AXA IM. Now, what needs to be highlighted with respect to AXA IM is that it's always a very complicated period when you transition in between two companies. AXA IM didn't lose any assets on the back of this disposal process. Indeed, there was some wait and see phenomenon from investors waiting to see what would be happening on the side of BNP Paribas. So fewer inflows for sure, yet not any more outflows from investors now. Digging deeper into the analysis, what you see is mandates explain the outflows, but this was expected. This was in the multi-asset business, and this was partially offset by very good underwriting in the infrastructure debts and the real assets, with very fine performance across these two asset classes. With respect to AXA, AXA being the first client of AXA IM, the cash flows generated were positive ones for AXA IM, because we underwrote some 6.9 billion euros in funds into AXA IM. Now, with respect to the net income for AXA IM, yes, it was down, but this is explained by a number of technical items due to the disposal, including some consolidation accounting entries which bore on the bottom line of AXA IM, which does not reflect its real profitability level. So you should really focus on the underlying earnings, which came out to 175 million euros, to understand the profitability of AXA IM over the next quarters. Next question, please.
We don't have any more questions coming from Teams. We have a question from AXA.com, from Thomas Lucam, from Insurance Post. The question is, the report mentions a softening in the UK motor pricing following strong repricing in 2024. Can you elaborate on how that's affecting AXA's PL performance in the UK, particularly in terms of margins and customer retention? Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas, for your question. I will hand over to Patrick Cohen, who is responsible for Europe, and Europe also contains the UK. Patrick.
Thank you, Thomas, and Thomas, for your question. So it's true that in the first semester, the UK retail market shows a decrease in pricing. From the statistics we have, we are around a drop of 5%. And some projections show that the market overall profitability could be above 100 for this year. The good news for us is that AXA UK, both from a profitability standpoint, is improving significantly in this first half of the year. And at the same time, we are regaining net new customers in a significant way. So fundamentally, we are focusing, and that's our strategy on the retail business, to focus on a sound technical profitability and customer retention. So we have massively invested in our claims, both to make them more efficient and serve better our customer, but also to make sure we have a greater grip on the steering procurement control. We're sophisticating our pricing with more variables, also to reflect customer loyalty. And we're investing across the board in AI and GenAI to better serve customers. We are providing tools for our agents in call center to summarize call, to guide them, to answer faster to customers. We do the same when it comes to complaints management. So we have an entire plan that enables us to be more efficient on one end and to serve better customers. So we are pleased both from a profitability standpoint and the fact that we're regaining net new customers. I would add that we are extremely excited by the new exclusive partnership we have with the Lloyds Banking Group, which is a leading banking group in the UK with 28 million customers. We believe this is going to help us grow our customer base and grow our business profitably going forward.
Thank you, Patrick. On passe à la...
Moving on to the next question, if there are further questions.
There is no other question, either online or from AXA. Oh, sorry. Apparently, we have another question. Just a second. Nous avons une question de
Jean-Luc Champetier from Investir.
Jean-Luc,
over to you. Thank you for switching on your mic. Hello, sir. I'd like to come back to Italy to a certain extent. Could you summarize your positions in terms of market share in Italy? In PNC, if I understand, in motor for personal lines, it will double, it was 10%. And in life insurance, in PNC in general, home insurance, do you feel that today you have adequate positions, or are you considering other acquisitions in Italy? Another question now on the package available for acquisitions, given the shy buybacks to strengthen the dilution of AXA IM. Could you remind us of the figures there, 3.8 billion of share buybacks and of a package for acquisitions, which is planned? Thank you, Jean-Luc, for these two questions. I will turn it over for Italy to Patrick Cohen. And after that, on the question of the acquisition package, I will ask Frédéric de Courtois to step in. Obviously, we will not talk about potential acquisitions in the future. As we reminded in our earnings, our focus is on the organic development of AXA, which, as you saw, is doing quite well. If there are any acquisitions to be made, we'll be looking at them. But our main focus right now is organic development. Patrick, now, on our position in Italy, which has certainly grown a lot after the acquisition of Nobis and now Prima. Patrick, Thank you for your question. Let me start by telling you that in 2024, the revenue of Italy stood at 6 billion. We, at the time, were number four in P&C, and we will considerably strengthen our position in Italy with the acquisition of Prima, and where we are very enthusiastic. Let me add a few elements, by the way, that will bear out what Thomas said. We totaled with the acquisition of Prima about 7 million clients. Prima, if you want, is the insurtech which is the most successful in Europe. It's ranked number one in direct insurance in Italy with nearly 40% market share. And today, they are on the new policies issued. They are number one in on the market. They meet demands from clients who want a digital experience above all, and who are very sensitive to prices with regard to customers we have in our agents' networks. With Novis acquisition and with Premis acquisition, we have strengthened considerably our ability to cover all the client segments. With Novis, we are entering into the motor business, and with Prima into the direct insurance business. And we have a very strong position in the agents channel, where we are ranked number four today. So this acquisition definitely is helping us at scale, and we are number four, as I said, 2024 on the motor business, and the forecast we have for 2025 ought to considerably shore up our position, prop them up in the motor business in the market. Italy is a market which is strategic. It is in full swing with a very good level of profitability. And I talked about P&C. Obviously, as you know, we have a partnership with Monte Paschi Siena, which is one of the main banks, and where we have a momentum which is quite satisfying in this early part of the year. Thank you, Patrick. I'll turn it over now to Frederick on the M&A business.
Surely.
Well, on M&A activities, our starting point with respect to cash and solvency is very robust. Having said that, we do not have an M&A budget. The priority goal with our plan is organic growth. Last year, we grew 8%. This year, we grew 7% in the first half. So we are very satisfied with this accelerated growth journey, and this is our priority. Now, when nice opportunities arise, like with Prima, we are able to seize them. There are very few of them today, and we do not have any specific M&A plan today, but again, we are being very opportunistic in our approach. We are being very disciplined. Everything is expensive today, you know that, right? And acquiring Prima has been done in a very disciplined manner. If you see our PE multiples that you paid for, so in any case, when you carry out acquisitions, this is with a view to strengthening our positions, existing positions, and this is the case with Prima, and also to acquire any specific skill sets and expertise areas. And this is the case with Prima. We really liked their direct business skill sets. We are, by doing that, strengthening our positions in Italy and in the direct insurance business. Thank you, Frederick. Moving on to the next question, please. The next question is a question by Thierry Gobi from News Assurance Pro, who cannot switch on his mic. His question, I read it out, is on the fine performance of the reinsurance business. The question, as I quote, can you give us more information, is whether this business is connected with cat bonds and ILS. Yes, thank you, Thierry, for your question, says Thomas Bouvel. It is true, the performance posted by our reinsurance business has been very fine, with our revenues growing by 11%. Frederick, could you answer this question, which is connected to ILS and the cat bonds?
Thank you for your question. First of all, note that, and it's important, that for the past 2 or 3 years, we have restructured the AXA XL Re business, which is about reinsurance. It's important to note that it worked. Of course, the market is sound. But within that market, AXA Re has performances which are quite satisfying. We've reduced our exposures. We've implemented underwriting which is more disciplined. So we're very happy with their performance. Beyond this, we're not specifically doing any business when it comes with the ILS funds or the CAT bonds. That's not our positioning. Having said that, sometimes we dispose, AXA XRE disposes business in this form to ILS funds, which generally are financed by private equity funds, or to CAT bonds. This is what we call AXA XRE retrocessions on certain businesses. It could be given to these funds, which essentially are involved in nat cats. Also, in the past, and that will be the case probably in the future, that for our business, which is not AXA XLRA, which is about the insurance business, we cede CAT bonds or to ILS funds, and for us, we see these opportunities in terms of retrocessions, but we are not active when it comes to underwritings. Thank you, Frederick. Next question, if
yes,
any.
Next question is from Maximilian Volz from Plateau. Maximilian, it's your turn. Please turn on your microphone and go ahead.
Thank you very much. I have two short questions. Could you please say a few words about the state of the German market and whether there are plans to expand the business? In particular, how do you plan to expand in the life and health insurance sector, which is dominated by Allianz and DBK? Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Maximilian, for your question on Germany. Patrick, if you could take it.
Sure. Thanks, Maximilian. So I am very, very pleased to share with you that the results in Germany for this first half of the year are really excellent. They're excellent, first off, because we have a strong momentum in terms of growth. And that is true absolutely across all lines of business, P&C, life and saving, and health. Furthermore, we are strengthening customer satisfaction. Again, here across the board, from the data we have, we're number one in P&C in savings and number two in health. We have completely turned around and improved our profitability after the year 23 in P&C. And we are seeing a very strong momentum in life and saving with an APE growth at double digits. This is tied to the fact that we have reshuffled our product offer, both in single premium business and regular business, very much in line with our strategy to reposition our offers on long-term saving and retirement solution. So we fundamentally streamlined the funds in our offer, simplified them with three, four max thematic funds, and really worked also to have, let's say, more cost-efficient offers and reduce our fees. So very pleased with the business on life and saving. I would add also double digit in APE in health. I'm also very excited by the possibilities that Germany, on which Germany is paving the way in Europe when it comes to AI and GenAI applications. We are seeing great examples, whether we're talking about claims, where we're talking about underwriting, that are really making a difference in serving the customers, in having cycle times that are much shorter. And this is really promising for the future.
Thank you, Patrick. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions?
Are there further questions?
There are no further questions, either online or from AXA.com. Thank you.
Merci. Merci pour votre...
Thank you very much. Thank you for attending this call. Thank you for your questions. And I extend my best wishes for the summer. Thank you.